Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Meditation is the ultimate mobile device. You can use it at any time, anywhere. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, where we hear about the many mindfulness meditation benefits. Enjoy.
Meditation is an ancient technique that trains the brain for the power of concentration. It's like a gym workout for your brain. Archaeologists have found meditation to be 5,500 years old, while only 60 years ago, modern scientists began to study the brains of meditators. Long-term meditators are often able to develop superhuman abilities like the ability to stay calm in pressure situations such as exams and sport, more original and creative ideas, and excellent memory. To understand how meditation affects us, you must first look at the most recent discoveries about the brain. In the last 10 years, scientists have discovered that every time we think, feel, or learn something new, a neural connection appears in our brain. Those things that we repeat the most, like a habit, make these connections grow stronger and stronger. And over time, the connections that we don't use grow weaker and eventually disappear. This is why our habits are automatic and we don't have to think before doing them. For example, because you practice brushing your teeth every day, it seems a lot more effortless than washing your dishes after you have eaten, even though both tasks take about the same amount of time to complete. But if you stop brushing your teeth for a few days, it will also begin to seem like a more difficult task. Some neuroscientists have suggested that we don't choose most of our behaviour. Instead, it is programmed by these neural connections in our brain. Think about the tip of an iceberg, which is the smallest part. This represents all the things that we can choose consciously, such as solving a maths problem. The larger part of the iceberg is all of our unconscious thoughts and feelings, which cause most of our behaviour, like reacting to arguments in the same way again and again, even if afterwards we know it was wrong. This happens because we are not aware that we are controlled by our unconscious emotions. In this unconscious part of our mind, neural connections are strong, so most people don't think they can change how they act and react in situations. This automatic way of acting is what we call personality. But mostly, it's just those thoughts, emotions and habits that we have repeated the most growing up and continue to repeat on a daily basis. But this can all be changed. Our intelligence, skills and personality can all be developed through practice. We can literally train our brains to become cleverer, to learn a new talent or to think differently in situations. So to change ourselves, we need to change our brains by creating new connections and practicing them until they become strong and automatic. This means that stuff that we find hard now will become easier and easier the more we practice it. Think back to when you struggle to read. It would take you a while to get through a sentence, and now it's automatic. You don't need to stop and think about how to read words you already know. You just do it. Amazingly, meditation practice helps us change all of those things by creating new connections in many different parts of the brain, literally making your brain larger in size. So, how do you practice meditation? Well, it's really simple. All you have to do is concentrate on your breathing and allow thoughts and feelings to come and go. With continuous practice, your skills of attention, concentration, and awareness significantly increase. But it's actually quite hard to concentrate on your breath and nothing else. This is because on average, we have about 50,000 thoughts each day. 98% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as we had yesterday, and 80% of those thoughts are negative. Stress, worry, and irritability is a direct result of those thoughts, which are either regrets about the past, which we can no longer change, or worry about the future, which hasn't even yet happened. But we experience stress and worry in the present moment, causing us to behave in very unhelpful ways. The more we worry, the better we become at worrying, which is a negative habit. Overthinking leads to continuous stress, and continuous stress leads to mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. Meditation has been shown to decrease the size of the amygdala, which is the fear center of our brain, and this is where all our negative emotions and thoughts come from. It also decreases the level of stress hormone, cortisol, which overall means that you can deal with stressful situations a lot better. During meditation, you also learn the skill of how to watch your thoughts and emotions without reacting to them. This means that with continuous meditation practice, you can significantly change your behavior and even your personality. This can help you to achieve your personal goals because you're less likely to procrastinate or worry about other people's opinions about you. Scientists are still discovering all the other benefits of meditation, such as its ability to make you more creative, better at learning and remembering things, increasing self-confidence, and making you kinder towards other people around you. Leaders of big companies, athletes, and even pop stars use meditation as a way of training their minds. And the NHS now use meditation to treat a variety of mental health issues. It's even been shown that meditation is more effective than using drugs. Not bad, hey? For saying all you need to do is sit still for 20 minutes, close your eyes, and concentrate.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.